Before we dive in, if you haven't already done so, please subscribe to this, the Much Better You podcast, on whatever platform you use to listen to it, as this will mean you never miss an episode. Plus, it'll help other people discover this podcast too, and hopefully improve their lives, and not just because it'll make me rich and famous.
Danger, Will Robinson.
Furthermore, if you get value from this podcast, please check out my book, The Much Better You, which distills down all the best bits of season one and then some bonus principles into a life-changing, yet witty and easy to follow self-help book that rates 5-star on Amazon after selling about 300 copies so far. You can find it as physical, audio or ebook by going to Amazon and typing in The Much Better You, or by going to the muchbetteryou.com website, where you can also request a personalized signed copy.
Whoa.
Grab your copy today, for The Much Better You is waiting. I'm Romano Giorgi. Welcome to The Much Better You podcast. This podcast packs life bettering, easy to grasp principles into regular episodes. These life hacks are designed to improve your mental, physical, and social health and wealth. Give it your full and undivided attention, for the much better you is waiting. Hello, welcome to episode 22 of the Much Better You podcast. I hope this episode finds you keeping really well. Today's going to be a quickie, I'm afraid, waffle fans.
My God, that's the approach I wanted.
Does this mean there's going to be no AI?
There's still going to be a preamble.
Oh, shit.
Without wishing to sound like a bit of a twat, I was recently invited somewhere to give a presentation on my book, The Much Better You, which I may have mentioned once or twice before.
You are a twat.
And it really got me a thinking about why I got so interested in well-being and mental health in the first place. And unbelievably, I neglected to mention in the book that one of the main drivers for this was what I now refer to as the bridge incident.
You weren't flashing again, were you, Ron?
No, AI, not on this occasion. 6 years ago, and as I was walking across a bridge on my way to meeting some mates in a pub, I noticed that some guy was sat on the edge of the bridge, poised to jump and to take his own life. Myself and another passerby found ourselves walking over to him and trying to convince him not to do it. The other person had already called the emergency services, so I was just standing there trying to convince this guy with stuff like, please don't do it, can you please come away from the edge of the bridge so that we can talk, or let us please help you, blah blah blah
blah blah blah.
But he wasn't responding to us. He was just staring down at the water 70 feet or so below him. Why do I bring this up here? Because I had never felt so lost in my entire life as I did during those tense moments, as I just didn't have the faintest idea of what to do or say. And this episode is about offering you some talking tips that may help you, should you encounter someone in need, to stand a better chance of knowing what to do or say than I did 6 or so years ago. Okay, unless you're
what
busy...
What happened to the bloke? You can't just part the bridge incident story there.
He jumped.
Oh.
Just kidding, no, he didn't. And annoyingly, though, this was not because of anything that I did. Instead, some dodgy bloke came along and positively engaged the guy by offering him a joint.
What, like a chicken drumstick?
No, AI, as in drugs.
Oh, I see.
The joint was accepted by the potential jumper, and following a short chat with Mr. Dodgy, the guy turned around, came away from the edge of the bridge, then slowly walked away puffing on his toque, by which point the emergency services were able to catch up with him.
Nice.
Okay. Unless you're busy wondering whether or not the dodgy joint offering bloke has his own podcast that you should be listening to instead of this one, given that his strategy actually worked, sit back, relax, and plug in.
This will feel a little weird.
Welcome to episode 22 of the Much Better You podcast. It's good to talk. I recently completed a mental health first aider, or MH FADER course, where they introduced me to an action plan that one may use to help others experiencing a mental health crisis or to help others who are developing poor mental health. This person-centered action plan is denoted by the acronym ALGEE, spelt A-L-G-E-E. However, the ordering of these steps is not fixed because different people have different needs or different ways of reaching out to others. Plus, some circumstances may require a more flexible approach.
Get on with it, Ron. Short episode my ass. FFS.
So anyway, the A in ALGI stands for the three A's. Approach, assess, and assist. The L is for listen. Listen and communicate non-judgmentally. G is for give. Give support and information. The first D is for encourage. Encourage the person to get professional help if required and appropriate. The second E is also for encourage. Encourage other supports, such as self-help strategies or support from family and friends, for instance. These may be useful where the person isn't ready to seek professional help, for instance. Now, I'm not going to dwell on this ALGI action plan here because there's other surrounding information to it that's much too detailed for a podcast episode. But I did recently find a really useful Mental Health Foundation leaflet that simplifies and incorporates some of the ALGI principles into a neat and easy to follow series of talking tips that I'd like to describe for you now.
About f***ing time, mate.
Talking to people about mental health can hugely benefit both parties, but having these conversations, especially if you have never done so before, isn't always easy. There is no right or wrong way to talk about mental health, but here's some useful tips to support you with those conversations.
1.
Think about the time and place. Pick an environment where you feel comfortable and where you can talk without distraction. Sometimes it's easier to talk side by side rather than face to face. Eye contact may not work for everyone, for instance, so perhaps you could go for a walk in the local park or have a chat while doing another activity, such as making a cup of tea or cooking.
2.
Listen and ask questions. In episode 6 of the Much Better You podcast, I talked in depth about active listening. Such is its importance. Make sure you give your full and undivided attention and listen actively when someone is talking. Let them finish their sentences and thoughts without interrupting, and encourage them to talk by asking open rather than leading questions. For example, you could say, "Why don't you tell me how you are feeling?" rather than, "I can see you are feeling very low." Try to keep your language neutral and give the person time to answer. And I'll add here that in all the mental health, well-being and counselling courses that I have done, listening is the most important skill of all, because not only are you validating the other person, but because in many cases, just having someone there to listen is enough for a person to come out of whatever funk they're in.
3.
Let them share as much or as little as they want to. Let them lead the discussion at their own pace and don't pressure them to tell you anything they aren't ready to talk about. Talking can take a lot of trust and courage, and you might be the first person they have been able to talk to about this. And I'll add another thing here. As tempting as this may sometimes be, while being able to relate to someone may prove helpful, if you've been, I don't know, through like a similar experience in the past, for instance, please try to avoid inadvertently making the conversation about yourself and your own experiences, as this will move the conversation away from the issue that you're looking to solve and may undermine efforts to validate the other person.
4.
Don't judge someone or change the way you treat them. If someone opens up to you about a mental health problem, it's important to remember that they are the same person and won't want to be treated any differently. Do what you usually do, because behaving differently can make someone feel more isolated.
5.
Know your limits. You will have your own limits on the support that you can provide, and it's important to take care of yourself too. It's like the air hostess's oxygen mask demonstration mantra on a plane, for instance. Sort yourself out first, or else you can't effectively help others. Give yourself time to rest and process what they have told you or what's happened. Try to help them create a support network of other friends, relatives, and mental health professionals who can help them too.
6.
You don't have to have all the answers. Try not to make assumptions about what is wrong or jump in too quickly with your own diagnosis or solutions. Advice giving can sometimes do much more harm than good. The important thing is to listen rather than feeling like you need to fix anything, as this isn't always realistic, and it can be more helpful to the other person if you just listen and offer support, unless they've asked you directly for advice.
7.
What to do if someone needs more help? If someone you know has mental health issues that are affecting their daily life, they may benefit from further support. I would strongly recommend that you check out the following mentalhealth.org website, as it's filled with information on organisations and how to access support that you may find useful. www.mentalhealth.org.uk/get-help. Listed there are links to organisations that will be able to offer direct support to people with mental health problems. These organisations include the likes of the Samaritans, Anxiety UK, Mind, Calm, and many more. So to repeat, the website link is www.mentalhealth.org.uk/get-help. I'll post a direct website link onto the Much Better You podcast homepage on whatever app or platform you use to listen to it, as well as on the Much Better You Facebook discussion group and the other social media too. It's good to talk. Congratulations, you made it to the end of episode 22 of the Much Better You. Thank you so much for listening today. I really hope it helped give you a bit more confidence when it comes to dealing with others that may be struggling with stress or mental health issues. If you did get value from today's episode, please remember to subscribe to this, the Much Better You podcast, on whatever platform you use to listen. And please do check out my book, The Much Better You, which rates 5-star on Amazon.
Ooh, look at me! I'm going to do a presentation of my book. Twat.
You can find it by typing The Much Better You into Amazon or by going to the muchbetteryou.com website. And finally, as is tradition on the Much Better You podcast, I shall leave you with today's final thought. Please have a think about what this means to you and share your thoughts on the Much Better You podcast Facebook discussion group, as this may spark some useful discussions that, as happens in the group time and time again, has given great value to others and helped them also.
For remember, the greatest fulfillment in life comes from being of service to others.
And so today's final thought, care of Stephen Covey, is: I can live out of my imagination instead of my memory. I can tie myself to my limitless potential instead of my limiting past. I repeat, I can live out of my imagination instead of my memory. I can tie myself to my limitless potential instead of my limiting past. Thank you so much for listening and supporting this podcast. Have a wonderful day and an epic week until when next we meet. Ciao.
Hey, ciao.
Know what I don't want is.